This is Kara Pallone for Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Dr. Beryl Jupiter, author of The Puppy Diet. Beryl will be on hand to sign copies of her book from 4 to 6 p.m. this Wednesday, August 28th, at Between the Covers Bookstore. Beryl, thank you for joining me.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me. So can you please talk a little bit about The Puppy Diet? What is the book about?
Okay, well, I'd like to also say to you that it has a subtitle, which is called And Other Endearing Family Dog Tales. So basically, it's generally a humorous look at the trials and tribulations of dog ownership, primarily organized along topical chapters. So, in fact, it starts with The Puppy Diet, which, in fact, the readers will soon find out that the puppy isn't on a diet, but I'm on a diet. So I used raising a puppy, actually, as a way to have a good exercise regime while I was having a little bit of a weight loss issue and sort of plan that in advance. So then the other chapters revolve around other topics that one might be involved in dog ownership, and certainly I was. Things like dogs in bed, which I think a lot of people can relate to whether they want them there or not. The dogs seem to want to be there. Mm-hmm. Things to do with how you contain your dog, whether outside or inside. I call that gated community. Things to do with how you play with your dog, sporty dogs, tennis balls chasing, training your dogs, like ours, a big event was getting the newspaper, which I do write about. So these are generally topical subjects, even the loss of a dog, or then what happens when you have a doggy empty nest. And I try to treat them generally with a humorous bent, showing that my experiences are personal and also adding in some of family and friends, but other dog owners could often relate to.
Perfect. Okay. And so there's an interesting sort of story behind how this book came about. Can you tell me a little bit about why you decided to write this book?
Well, I am a local journalist, or have been for a while, in the Boston area, primarily writing for local newspapers and having short pieces, sometimes columns of my own social observations. And again, I usually like the humorous ones. And I also had been wanting to write a book for quite a while, but I wasn't sure what to write the book about. But when I wrote the article, The Puppy Diet, it seemed to me that that would be a good entree into a whole book of dog ownership experiences. Admittedly, I'd written some other essays or columns about dog ownership over the years, so I started with those, and then I greatly expanded upon them.
Perfect. Okay. And there's a funny part in your book. A lot of the parts in your book are funny, but the one part that stood out that I had read about was that you chose not to cancel your newspaper subscription because your English Springer Spaniel Tori loves retrieving the newspaper. So sounds like you're not quite the type to rule with an iron thumb in your household. What is your personal approach to dog ownership?
Well, I will say that I do not go with laissez-faire, because you have to have some semblance of order in your house. So I definitely believe you have to socialize your dogs so that me and the rest of the family members and the dogs can all live harmoniously in the house. That said, I also definitely realize that owning dogs means that you'll really have to make a lot of compromises in your life, compromises with your time, with your living space, with how clean you want things to be. I have a husband that runs with our dogs, and there's one now, but there have been multiple ones in the past. And even though he says he cleans their feet before they come in, our perspective on cleanliness, there's a wide gap between the two.
Okay. There's a chapter in your book about Telluride. Everyone will want to know this. So what does it focus on? What is that? Can you tell me a little bit about what that chapter is about?
Yeah, and I have to explain that a little bit better, that the actual part of my book about Telluride is really an expanded footnote to a chapter called Groomed with a View. Anyone who skied around Telluride has noticed the signs that say Groomed with a View. They really have to do with where you can take lovely photos in Telluride. But I stole the name because I have a dog groomer that comes to my house with her own van, and the dogs get to get groomed inside the van in view of our house instead of being you know, sequestered in some dog grooming place all day long. So given I stole that name, I added a footnote to that chapter to tell about how, what a dog-friendly town Telluride is, a place where, you know, there's gondola cabins that are dog designated and there's water bowls everywhere and puppy parking and every store salesperson or owner has their dog greeting people at the front of the store. So I wanted to tell about Telluride, and I have to admit, even though I haven't brought my own dogs here, and that's really because I live in the Boston area quite a long way away. I vacation here a lot, but for short term, and it would be a hardship for the dogs to come all the way this way for a short period of time, but I hope to do so sometime.
Okay, great. So what feedback have you received about your book, and have you heard a common theme since it was published?
Well, I guess what I've heard from those who've read it is they really think it goes and hits the mark to what all the different issues people have with dog ownership. And again, I'm telling my stories, but people say, gee, I know that. I can relate to that. And they laugh with me, too. They might cry a little bit, too. There's some poignant things in there. So I'm really happy that there's a making a connection with other dog owners. Now, I will have to say my quite elderly aunt said that she thought it looked like I was being really very indulgent with my dog. So I guess it's very generational, too, as to what type of dog owner one is.
Okay. Without giving them away completely, are there any surprises in your book that readers can expect?
Well, I sort of previewing that a moment ago by saying that it, although I bill it as a generally humorous book, there are some poignant and more emotional stories. One thing I was alluding to as well is that a dog's lifespan is certainly quite considerably less than that of humans, and many people have to deal with the loss of a dog, and I deal with that in my book. And on the other side of the coin, sometimes we have other difficult times in our lives and losses as our own personal family has experienced. And I think I do write about how a dog can be quite a comfort to us during those times. And as people often use the term unconditional love, and they do love you that way, and you have to spend your time to take care of them and love them, whether you're going through happy times or sad ones. So I think those type of things coming across in the book is what some readers will maybe jump out at them as they read along.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you have any new projects in the work? What does the future hold for you as an author?
Yeah, well, now that I've written my first book, I definitely would like to continue on. I have some percolating ideas, both fiction and nonfiction, but I feel this is sort of my first baby, and I want to raise it up a little bit, meaning I want to work on its marketing and publicizing and devote time to that before I go forward. So I'm not going to preview you the next book. I have to still make that decision, but I definitely will keep you posted.
Great. Thank you. Beryl, thank you so much for talking with me. I certainly appreciate it. This has been Kara Pallone for Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Dr. Beryl Jupiter. Make sure to stop by Between the Covers bookstore this Wednesday to meet her and have a copy of her book signed.